We use a toilet of thousands of dollars every month to keep outside clean. Inside should be more clean. But I find even outside, when I see children, they are not kept quite clean. It's our duty, parents, mother's duty to see that child is quite clean, quite well fed up, looked after, not ignored because you're traveling with me. That's a bad example for others. Mm-hmm. Others also should be in a just clean and tidy way, you see, not disheveling here, there, this and that, no. Quite well dressed. They ought to look a piece to everybody, you see. I do not mean that you are not spending dollars for outer cleanliness, but in a tidy way, you see. And children especially should be looked after. Inner cleanliness, you know, that must be there. Without inner cleanliness, nothing. That is defined by mind only. You have to just see where, how can we clean, keep the inside clean. We might take up that subject tonight. That's very important. So cleanliness, as I told you, is next to godliness. When you are traveling for a noble purpose, why other duties should be ignored, is it not? You will please be very careful about children especially, and also about your own self. Now your question comes from the bundle of questions, I think. You'll have to write out one book for that. And I am afraid there are very few real substantive questions.
What? Oh, I lost one? Okay.
Can you read?
Yes. But if I do this one, Master, you won't answer any questions.
Yeah, mine.
But this is the most important.
Surely, the worst question should be the worst question. I'm here for that.
Would you please bless us with an inspirational story from your life that is not included in the books?
Let the reply be sent first.
Okay. I have two questions here from two different people concerning a career. How do you choose a career?
So you'll find that the reaction of the past, each man has his own inclination. You can watch your children like that, which way they got their inclination. And then make them select that subject. Each man is own inclination, some in carpentry, some in machinery, some like other things that you have to watch. And mothers or parents are there to watch that, or the teachers.
If a person does not receive a light or go within during their lifetime, is it too late? I assume you are an initiate.
It is too late if he does not do well in life. You are not going to die today. Never too late. What you can do today, don't put it off to tomorrow. Don't go to sleep under you. Have that thing done. You see? John Bunyan, who has written the Pilgrim Progress book, his motto was to write something daily. And once Stanley was there, he says, complete something daily. So you decide what you can today, why too late? It should be never too late if you do what you can do today, not put off to tomorrow. So procrastination is the thief of time. Don't go by mind what suggests you. Do it today and today. It is never too late. Proper guidance can be had if required.
This should be encouraging to the person who wrote the last question. Is it permissible to paint on canvas the sight experiences, the inner sight experiences.
Canvas you want to do?
Painting canvas, art.
The art of a painter only, not everybody.
When meditating for sight and sound comes in, which do we? And when meditating for sight and the sound comes in, which do we concentrate on?
Which is more strong? Do one thing at a time. Don't mix up two. Otherwise, attention will be divided. Inside, you may have both together, but outside, do one thing at a time, wholly and solely.
Master, would you comment on the book of Revelations, and do they relate to the transformation one goes through after initiation?
So, about Revelation, I read about John, his experience inside, he saw the master form within, you see, he described his outer color, his other things, he also described about the sound principle, harp was playing and harps, like that, even there. You see also that. About him it is written, he was in the third plane, stuck fast there, could not go further. So there are planes inside. You are given regular way, instruction, there are first two, three, four, five planes, about that only third plane is referred to. Or Christ has referred the house of my Father. That's all. They're all the same thing, practically.
Dear Master, can one imagine or hallucinate glimpses of the inner plane, or is all that one sees, if only for a split second, really seen?
If you're conscious, then it's all right, other than hallucination, that's all. Reactions of your mind. You're not seeing, how can you have that view? You know? The mind's ramification.
In repeating the five words, then receiving incoming thoughts to answers asked in the mind from higher self, is that from higher self? Are the answers for master or for self?
When you're wholly absorbed in something, how can other thoughts come intervene? That means you're not fully absorbed in the subject what you're doing.
Would the Master please comment on the use of perfumes by our sisters? It tends to draw my attention out and cause my physical discomfort during meditation hour.
I can say for myself that I never used any perfume all through life. You will have perfume inside if you go on within. You will have perfume from within you. Outside they should, you see. Perfumes are not meant for show, you see. So, by radiation you will have that in due course, you see. Everything required in a normal way, you see, not too much. The only cleanliness will do, why do you do? That will save you money also. Keep your outside clean, that's all right. As I told you, kindness and less important.
Master, is there any such thing as a small golden sun? It is too bright to be a moon
A daily, it says if you are seeing small moon or big moon. It's there already.
Master, is it possible to do too much meditation and progress too fast for the disciple to digest once after several weeks of doing 5 or 6 hours meditation daily? I became so intoxicated I couldn't control myself and the charging leaked out.
There's one. Leaked out where? Don't love, understand. The point is, you see, if you do a meditation for a longer time with due respect to your health, that's all right. It will not Then you're the only, if you ignore other health laws, then naturally you'll be affected. You got more, then that means he must have been involved with breathing. Who is the nurse, that man? Whose question is this?
Stand up, who wrote this question? Nothing to be shamed.
Admit me. Separate. Let him meet me. Yes, what do you find? Were you involved in the breathing? No, 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 no. Were you aware of the breathing going on?
No.
No. No. Then did you put in any strain out of your head?
No, Master. Meditation was fine. Only after meditation, I found I had so much intoxication, I was all the time...
What were you doing? What were you doing after that?
I too much talking and...
What? So, no, 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 not that. That cannot be. Man becomes more calm, quiet, no self-control. You must control yourself what you get. God won't give you more then.
Be calm and quiet after meditation.
But you are seeing, control within yourself, while let others know, to show that you are going on the way, they may worship you. That's all.
Master, should married initiates send their diary forms in to you together? Or should they not reveal to each other their inner experiences?
This I have told you, if you got more experience, the other less, more man will become hearty and the less disappointed. It's better not to tell stories like that. Send your application direct, your diary.
Please explain what can be done for children who attend satsang, a Sunday school, or a Sunday school. As to subject matter.
What can I say? It is for parents to decide. If you want to go to satsang, let them leave from there.
I'm considering going to college so that I may earn more money. Does this show a lack of faith that the Master would provide for me and my family?
No, it means duty is to stand on one's own leg, do his best what he can, and leave the rest to God.
Stand on your own legs, do and leave the rest to God.
Do your best.
Do your best. In meditation, I see a round ball and white light, but I don't know if it is the moon you refer to because it doesn't exactly look like a moon.
That's why I look into the middle of it, they'll bright, grow bright and burst. They're balls of light.
If one sees purple or gold in meditation, is he partially withdrawn from the body?
Naturally, you cannot see light. You go up to a roof, you reach the roof, then you have some light. You're not altogether above, then you see full light. Light only comes up when you come near to the roof.
One who is an initiate, would he be not subject to the man body in the next birth, or is that for those who are not initiates of the Master?
Not initiates, they can have their heaven and come back, but not liberated. Those initiated, if you do just reach the higher plane, left no attachment for the world, then he would not have to return to man, but he will progress from there onward.
This one here about putting the initiates into bhajan at the sanctuary after today's meeting, I think you must realize that Master has a pretty full schedule. How can I tell whether I am visualizing Master's form or I am really seeing it?
I think better engage somebody, some attorney for it. When you see it, you have to say, you see, do you see or not? And you visualize it, if it comes of itself, nobody else should do it for you. If you visualize, that's another thing, you know, that you visualize, if not, if it comes of itself, that is the right.
If a person do not see or hear anything during initiation, and the person is,
they can be given to further sitting for that.
Is that person still?
And keep a diary. Keep a diary. Ten now. You will be guided.
Is the person still initiated?
What?
If they want to know, if they didn't see anything, are they still initiated?
Yes. That is probably, I mean this. Initiation is there only on account of inattention. He has not been able to see anything. He may be given another sitting. That's all. Initiation cannot be incomplete because it comes from God.
What is it like on the astral and causal planes? What do you see there?
Go and see yourself. Go and see Taj Mahal, Agra, you see? Go and see. It is more luminous, more intoxicating, all glory and beauty lies in you, that's all the world can say.
Is it true that it takes longer to do a day's spiritual work on these planes than it does on the earth plane?
Here, man takes less time than the higher planes. Higher planes take longer time. Here, the more you can do, the better. There you will have longer times.
Someone asked how to still the mind during meditation. You must not be an initiate.
Then you must have something to dwell on.
Are you an initiate? I see. All right. He wants to know how to still the mind during meditation.
Do one thing at a time, wholly and solely. Full attention in whatever practice you are sitting. That's the only reply. You are sitting there repeating them and going around to the see the windows outside then. Body stillness won't mean that. Body still, your mind should be still. This can be still only you put in whole attention one thing. You look with attention, full attention. For the time being, no thought will intervene. So long you sing with full attention. When attention is slackened, mind will come up. That's wrong way of doing it.
Is it sin? If it is a sin to kill an animal for food, why then it is all right to wear clothing made of leather?
That is sin. Sin is there. You need that clothes. Wear clothes of leather. I'm not wearing that.
Often in meditation I see a bright green light. Is this all right?
Yes. Look into the middle of it. That depends on the inner inclinations.
Love Master, is abstinence from vegetables, diet of only seeds and fruits, an asset on the path?
What?
Not eating any vegetables, but only eating seeds and fruits.
Outside the same. Vegetables come from where? From seeds?
Do you still meditate, Master?
Yes. When I get time, why not? I do.
If you watch, which I do sometimes, walk in or in the car when we drive, I've seen meditate many times. I am an initiate. My husband, who is not an initiate, can he attend meditation group meetings with me?
Most welcome.
Most welcome.
And everybody is out, why not me?
Is it necessary to see the stars, the moon, and the sun in meditation in order to reach the higher regions or in order to see the Master?
That depends on each man's own background. Some go straight up beyond, some through regular way.
At times during meditation or just after darshan, Master's face or Baba Salam Singh's face our Master's eyes will appear to me inside. These only stay for a moment. Right away I think on the on the Master's face, but I am left with a feeling of peace and joy and reassurance.
What more do you want? That shows that power is working. To me it is, I'm a talking horse behind which works that power. That must give you peace.
And if he stays longer, repeat the five names. They had a second part to it.
Yes, yes.
In one of the Master's writings, he states we should not eat late at night, and I believe not after dark, due to the magnetic forces. Is this correct?
I think this word I have not used, magnetic forces, but might have written that we should not eat late at night, so that the digestion may be complete before going to bed. No disturbance in, I mean, sleep or anything. It's better always, Jainis, they don't eat or drink after dark. And if you are able to do that, the whole night will be at your disposal. If you eat before drink, drink and eat before sunset, the whole night is with you. There is a disciplined way, you see. So Jainis have very long time at the disposal. They don't eat right, nothing at night, the whole night at their disposal for meditation. One thing I always say, those who have been nights set right, they progress. Those who are nights are not set right, they go down. Set right means make the best use of. You send in, excuse me if I say go and see theatres and cinemas and others, that is wasting your time. You got those impressions what are there, and they will come into you in your meditations too. Utilize it for meditation, for studying, for any other. Just such work which brings you nearer to God, do it. That takes you away from God, leave it.
Because some people might have not understood when the Master was asked about great Master Sound Singh, he told that I am just a talking horse. Just imagine. So Algarji also writes that the that anyone
talking,
naturally
I use the word stalking horse.
Stalking horse.
Stalking horse. Stalking horse is made of wood and behind that the archer sends it, shoots the arrow. That's not
more or less a Trojan horse, huh?
Eh?
A Trojan horse, huh?
Yeah, what you mean? I mean that.
Tanks the same way now.
So, as regards the use of the shoes, generally when the animal dies, then they make shoes out of them. So, it's not so bad to wear the shoes. But
it,
India,
it is least sin, you have. It is least sin. Least sin, that's all. Least sin. Those who can avoid, all right, do it, avoid it.
Some people, when away from home at night, carry a compass with them. You always have their heads to the north due to the magnetic forces. Is it better to have one's head in a certain direction when they retire?
Yogis say so. You are not yogi way. Sure. They've got that keeps head to the north always.
This question says that a person called said they had been initiated by first one master and then another and another. Would you comment on this, Master?
What does it mean? One master means what? If he's not got that very thing, then naturally we have to go some other, or he should go back to him, tell him, please, this is not ever, you kindly help me. If your primary is to teacher can teach you what is in the college, well and good, if not, have respect for him, but you'll have to sit at the feet of the other for higher knowledge. The only thing is, you must request him to give you that thing, if he's a competent, well and good. If not, then naturally have respect for him, what you've learnt at his feet, and go to the. Don't row on two boats, mind that.
This question refers to the parable of the talents of the three sons, where
yes,
the father gave different amounts
to everybody,
to the three sons, and took back from the third son the money that had not been increased.
Yes.
Would you comment?
Suppose that money is kept up for him, not to give, because if it's frittered away, no, don't make any use of it. That kept in reserve for him. He done a divorce, his son from the share he has had.
Should evil government actions and world affairs be viewed with complete detachment, or is there an obligation to work for the right action and the responsibility, whether it be by rally, petition, boycott, so forth?
You are, what do you say? You are for God or for what? You are for God, go on doing what God wills it. Otherwise, be a good citizen, therefore. Good citizen. Good citizen, I think you know what is good citizen. It is you who have made the government mind that. This is your fault. Excuse me, you have given votes for it and that has come up. So, criticizing won't do anything, you see. You also, for future, give votes to the right person, the right government will come up. So long as they are, you must be good citizen.
The question I turned over, saw a person ask, could they put us into meditation in this afternoon session instead of questions and answers? It has been Master's request up to now that the questions and answers have been helpful to everybody.
That's it. It is for you to choose. Who is it? If it is Master's wish, could he put us? If my wish is everywhere, what you want? Meditation is the way back. Question answer won't satisfy you, not to put any question. I wish you put all your questions in one day. I'll sit 24 hours. Don't put any question after that. Then there's good of a question. There's only rate of very trifling things, I tell you. You stop all ifs and buts and do meditation for a week or 10 days, you'll find change. No question will come up. But we don't follow it. I've been telling this thing here too, twice, thrice. Mind will stand in your way. We will always try to take you away from God, take you away from the path, take you away from the Master. He's a wily friend, mind that. His work is only to deviate you from the right path. Don't obey him. Do you follow? Then no need of questions. All these questions you see, after one or two might be sufficient, all other questions. Why I said question answer, if they are substantial, the same question for everybody. Those can, I mean, derive more benefit from them. If questions are only for question's sake, then that will lead you nowhere. All right, you want to meditation? Stop all questioning. That's I know you see. Hands up, who want meditation? No question. From this day onward. That's all right. From tomorrow, we'll have no question, no answer, no. All is meditation, tomorrow morning and evening, all right? I'm ready. But you are sitting meditation, you questioning within you. Then, no question. Finish. Stop all questions, don't hear him. What Christ said, sit and wait. Stand and wait, I'll attend to you later on.
I got plenty of them up here. I don't need any more. How do we know when our debts are paid?
Huh?
How do we know when our debts are paid off to our parents? And if a parent dies, does Master work the karma for them if we haven't.
Are you initiated?
Yes.
And your parents?
No.
If not, then? If it is initiated, that will readjust it. Otherwise, your duty is to serve them to the most you can, as son. Don't expect from parents, but help them. They have brought you up. Don't be dependent on them. Try to stand on your legs and serve them to the most you can. They brought you up quite as a child. Don't be injecting on parents. If they have their own will and say, I'll give you something, that's another thing.
And that how long does it take to pay a debt of love? In my meditations I see Master's radiant form within, even though I am still aware of the body. Is this supposed to happen?
Oh, that happens outside too, that's all.
Yeah.
When developed, it can be seen outside, walking along with him also, overhead too.
When I come out of meditation, my body feels numb. Is this a sign of partial or whole withdrawal?
When you leave your meditation, don't come down all at once, slowly. Otherwise there's derangement, you see. If there's anything like all at once you come out, there's some trouble in the physical, go into meditation again. It happens sometimes to come down all at once. You should come only slowly, then rub your legs, etc. When you see light, it means you are there. If you full light, you are gone up. Questions are there so many times replied on. Today also replied to. When you see, you near the root, you see the light. When you come out, you see full light.
Your master and previous gurus in the line of Surat Shab Yoga give an experience of God at the time of initiation?
What are you to do with it? Now what are you to do with them? All masters had their experience or not, they whatever had experience they give in their books, scripture. I was not with them at the time to tell you what master saw that and that. After their highest order, mouth you shall go on. Like things carry no weight whatsoever.
Do you still need to practice Simran now that you are a master? And do you find it necessary to sleep at night? Or do you remain awake in a higher conscious awareness?
Suppose I say yes or no, how will it help you? So I say yes, I say no. I think in direct way I have replied to you many times. Some people went to Prophet Muhammad, do you sleep? He said, no, my body sleeps, I do not sleep. That replies everything.
I'm sure if you watch Master work or when he's sometimes working here, that he's consciously working and his God self is someplace else. So the answer is certainly yes and no.
Now how will that help them? You become that and see.
That's the best thing we've heard all afternoon, isn't it? I need exercise to make my body feel less tense and well.
Do it.
Is it all right?
Keep your body fit.
We're almost there. At initiation, if the experience is lacking for one reason or another, how can one be sure that he has been initiated? And that the experiences are what they are said to be.
Initiation is complete. He has not had experience on account of inattention. He may be given another sitting for that.
At satsang, it is usual during the reading of Master's discourses for our group leader to stop several times and interpret what Master has written. Is this done with Master's approval?
If this is nothing, not very clear, they might add something. If it's not very clear, if not, not necessary. I don't think in talk or given anything dubious nature. Maybe sometime that can be explained further, if needs be. Not always. The book reads two lines and explains six lines. Not that. That spoils the beauty of the thing. By adding water to the milk. Then such you may.
How often and who reports to the satsangis of income and expenditures of satsang money? Is it the appointed treasurer, secretary, or group leader? We have had not had any report for several years. Who wrote the question?
Yes, sir.
No.
Who wrote the question?
Come up.
Might be some anonymous is all right, he's asking.
No, no, they can refer to it if at all they want, you see. They are not going around, there are 10,000 initiates, would they send around all accounts to them? What are you talking? Those have seen, want to see, they have the right to see. What is there? Those are regularly done and audited, you see, Bakaya. Accounts are being audited regularly. People are appointed for that purpose and accounts audited. Submitted to government.
For the general information, many of you will be joining new satsangs, and many of you will be in satsangs that are already open.
Yes.
Each satsang in the organization that takes care of Master's work in this country make a quarterly report and an annual report.
In India too.
In India too.
We sent to government.
No satsangi is supposed to appropriate any monies collected in the satsangs for a salary or for personal use. And a copy of these quarterly reports and the annual report are sent to Master. This time we were very fortunate at the board meeting on Thanksgiving to have Master here to preside at the meeting, and also he just signed the minutes of that meeting, which approved the acts and actions of all the officers and directors, also approved the treasurer's report, and this money has been accumulating for 9 years in order to make this trip possible. Because Master can only bring out, I think, $15 or $20 or $25 out of India. This applies to Gyanaji and Harsharan and Bala. So this is our loving way of being able to show Master that we want to do everything we can to make his trip the one he will remember. But of course, the thing that makes him remember it the most is the number of you that he meets who can rise above body consciousness. He's here to help the initiates this time. And if I've left anything out, you can ask a verbal question at this time.
No, those who want the account can see that, if at all.
If you are a contributor, if you tithe, and you want to see any satsang report, you're welcome to see it. But you must be a participator.
May I add, Mr. Serene, that donations are not accepted from non-initiates. You haven't mentioned that.
That is correct. And as you know, there's no place out here for contributions. There's no cost for this. There's no cost for initiation. As Master said to a satsangi in Boston, who said, "I don't know whether I should become an initiate or not." Master said, if I charged you $35 or $65 or $500, I would encourage you. This is really a path of love and service. You take this man, 79, traveled 12,000 miles to do 3 meetings a day in different accommodations every week.
Yes,
I know. When I left the presence of the Master for 2 days, my desire to work hard and progress on the way began to leave, and I started to fall back into my old habits. How can I keep what I have gained here at the feet of the Master and cause a permanent change in myself?
So always remain the reply I am given, what Gopichand was given when leaving the world by his mother. Always remain in the fold of the Guru. And he say, how can I remain there? When he initiates you, he is relaxing you. Just be conscious of it. If you do that, you do nothing wrong. You go on day to day proceeding further, progressing.
This is a question here concerning an initiate who wants to marry another initiate who's been off the path and is back on the path and wants to know if there is forgiveness, if this is possible that they can work it out.
But they were divorced before?
Is his mercy great enough to pardon the offense, or will that soul be committed to future births?
Sins can be washed away by only coming in contact with the light and sound principle within you. Do no more. Let them master you.
The time is almost over.
Here's another one on the shoes. Yeah, that's all I have. I'll just take what I have in my hand. Should initiates refrain from eating dairy products containing a minute amount of animal products, such as rennet and cheese?
I don't reflect that already.
Well, they also added fish oil in milk. I think they were referring to certain types of vitamin D. Master has answered this question many times.
What about the answer? He hasn't answered it yet.
What?
He said today he wasn't here when you answered it, apparently.
I don't think you answered it here.
You don't say, you might not be here. That's another thing. Or absent-minded. Well, that is a sin. Don't do it. That's all. You have to consider that. That will affect your meditation if you are going on with it. And as a least sin, sometimes, in the case of vitamins only, you see, or the homeopathy medicine only, leave it. And in others, that sin, that is also sin, but the least sin, that's all.
The answer is, it's a sin, do the least sin.
And become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Not before, you won't be forgiven all your sins. Unless you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan.
Oh, I put this in there. Will accepting welfare and food stamps while a student retard your spiritual progress?
What?
Many of the students accept state aid and food stamps while they are going to school to get their education.
That's all. Stamps?
They have to buy food with. Government subsidy.
So that's in order. Government helps them?
Yes.
That's all it. Government, all taxes go to government, they can help them. All taxes go to government.
There's a possibility that when you get out of school, you'll pay some taxes too.
Yes. That is collected only for the good of the people, if not misused.
Dear Master, consider it as an initiate's duty to vote, or is it a privilege to exercise when as we wish? Is it a duty to vote, or is it a choice to exercise it as we wish?
Don't deceive your own selves. That's all it is.
I wonder if you would give us 3 minutes of silent blessing and radiation.
Sit in sweet memories of God, that's all. Quite cut off from all that around you.